little bit of Ray, the best bits.
I've gone down the lucid dreaming rabbit hole now. This is, I've just spent the last 6 minutes just reading about lucid dreaming. It's actually fascinating. So I was looking up, is it possible to work while lucid dreaming? Mm. This is where you control. So you're more in control. You're not just like an observer of your dream. You're controlling what's happening in the dream. And then in theory, you can actually be physically moving as well. It's theoretically possible to work while lucid dreaming, but there are currently no scientific studies that have confirmed this ability. Lucid dreaming is the state of being aware that you are dreaming and having some control over the dream. While in the state, some people have reported being able to perform complex tasks, such as solving mathematical equations, playing musical instruments, and even working on a computer. So you could be working away while sleeping. But are you getting rest then, is the other question. Like, are you getting a restful experience from the sleep? Are there other advantages to lucid dream? Are you tapping into some sort of part of your brain that isn't used?
But what's the real world result though? I mean, you could be playing a musical instrument or you could be tapping away on a laptop, but are you going to remember it when you wake up? There's nothing printing out your
it's
dream
all mumbo jumbo
in real time.
On the screen. It's mind-blowing. And then there's a list of things they say you should try for... Oh, hang on. There was an article I was reading. Where's that? Here we go. A team at the University of Adelaide carried out a study in 2017 which saw them testing three techniques to try and increase the chances of lucid dreaming, right? Mm-hmm. These are techniques. This isn't the machine now or the goggles. This is just something you can do yourself. The first test involved participants checking around their environment several times a day to see if they were dreaming. So while you're not asleep, just looking around and confirming, am I dreaming now? And then doing that regularly through your waking day, you bring it through your consciousness or your subconsciousness then through your sleep. The second encouraged people to set an alarm 5 hours after going to sleep and falling back asleep to encourage the REM stage. While the third required people to repeat the phrase, the next time I'm dreaming, I'll remember that I'm dreaming to themselves.
The next time I'm dreaming,
I'll remember that I'm dreaming. But you need to keep repeating it.
The next time I'm dreaming.
No, not now, like we're on air now, JP.
Am I dreaming?
The final technique, that one, repeating it, it was remarkably effective. 46% of participants said they had lucid dreams. By doing that, the next time I'm dreaming, I'll remember that I'm dreaming. Let me call my lucid dreaming guy.
Yes, do. Please. One second.
I'm on two. But it could be actually useful or productive. Oh.
It's ringing.
This is Daniel I'm calling.
Hello.
Hello, is that Daniel Love?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Daniel. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Ray. Good to speak to you.
You're a lucid dreaming teacher.
I am indeed, yes. I teach people to control their dreams and to wake up inside the dream world.
This is blowing my mind. You're also the author of the best-selling book, Are You Dreaming? So we started on the whole thing of working while lucid dreaming. Before we get into the work element of it, what you could be doing while lucid dreaming, just tell us a bit about it.
Okay, well, it's probably the most interesting thing a human brain could do. So essentially, you're asleep having a normal, non-lucid dream, as we do 5 times every night, and then suddenly you realize, hold on, this is all a dream, and wake up inside the dream, which allows you to control the plot of the dream.
Yeah.
Which you're also logically aware as well. So it's your waking mind inside of the dream world.
We were just saying, I've done that where on the list of things that one of these things on the internet is recommended that you can do in a lucid dream is go flying. Or another one
Absolutely.
That I do regularly is a jump. So I'll jump and I'll control the jump. But that's a lucid, and I of course remember that as well. When I've woken up, I remember that I've done that. And we've all done that, but that's kind of fluky on our part that we've arrived in a lucid dream, is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do happen spontaneously.
Right.
I think it's about 20% of the population will experience them maybe once or twice a month.
Okay.
About 50% of the population will have them once a year. But you can learn to develop the skill. It's a bit like learning a language.
Okay, and then you can develop techniques so that you will lucid dream more.
Absolutely. It's,
okay.
It's not the easiest thing to do. It does require a bit of tweaking of personal psychology, but a couple of months practice and most people can have their first lucid dream.
Wow. And you can be, and then would that be like, you could be doing it regularly, like nightly?
Not quite nightly for most people. I think if you wanted to have nightly lucid dreams, maybe about a year of practice would be sensible or reasonable. But like I say, a similar sort of time scale to learning a language. So initially you can speak a few phrases or have a few lucid dreams, and over the years you become more and more proficient.
Why would someone want to do this? Is it for the wild experience of being in the dream and controlling it?
I guess, I mean, it's a bit like... probably the easiest way to think of it is imagine you've got the world's most powerful virtual reality running on the most powerful computer that knows everything about you, and it can grant any wish to any interest you have. You can practice that in your dreams. You can visit anywhere. So, for example, if you wanted to fly out into space and meet crazy aliens or travel back in time or speak to a deceased loved one, the list goes on and on.
Of course, it's more realistic, I suppose, or it's more tangible than it is just imagining it, because it's you're visualizing it or you're experiencing it.
Oh, it feels exactly like real life. So the biggest problem for most people with lucid dreaming is convincing themselves it is a dream, because it's so entirely convincing as a real world simulation, essentially.
Are you tired after? Like, do you get restful sleep if you're having a lucid dream?
Yeah. So essentially, your dreaming happens in something called REM sleep, and we have about 5 periods of REM each night. So REM isn't really for physical energy, it's more for memory consolidation. So the only difference with a lucid dream and a non-lucid dream is a part of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, which is sort of planning, decision-making, logic, comes online in the dream world, where usually that's asleep. So you wake up feeling actually more invigorated because you've just had this wonderful experience.
Do you have access to parts of your brain that you wouldn't when conscious? So, like, we're reading about coding. I don't know anything about coding, right? Or, let's say, playing an instrument or that kind of thing. Is the theory that you could use parts of your brain that are untapped or resources that are unused during the dreaming phase?
Possibly, but you have to sort of bear in mind that it's not magic, so you won't end up with sort of superhuman skills that you wouldn't have access to otherwise. But anything you have learnt, you can certainly explore that in a more creative fashion.
With the work element of it then that we were reading about, I'm confused as to how you would get any work done. What, like, would you need to be sitting at a computer? Because, or would you need to have a computer near the... Like, do you have any concept of how you might actually work while lucid dreaming?
Yeah, I think that might be delving slightly into the woo side of things, to be honest.
Okay.
The longest period of REM, if you're lucky, will be about 45 minutes, and it's very unlikely that a lucid dream... Well, most lucid dreams last maybe between 5 to 15 minutes. So it's really more of a sort of psychological, philosophical tool.
Yeah.
I think extending it to the concept that you could do physical or any kind of meaningful work in the dream world might be going a little too far.
I'm going to be reading about this for the rest of the night. Your website is thelucidguide.com. the Lucid Dream Portal is the YouTube channel, and you can go and read the book, Are You Dreaming? Daniel Love, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. It's fascinating. Cheers, man.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!